Healthcare workers in some parts of Africa are now taking on two battles, the fight to control the growing threat of the Ebola virus, which has killed more than 670 people in four countries since March, and now armed youth who are threatening some of these doctors who they believe are spreading the virus, not helping to contain it. One of the latest victims to test positive for Ebola was an American doctor, Dr. Kent Brantley. Now, news of Dr. Brantley's condition came just after one of Liberia's most high-profile doctors died from Ebola. According to the World Health Organization, more than 100 health workers have been infected with the virus, and half of them have died in this latest outbreak. And the Liberian government is now ordering border closures and quarantines as the outbreak continues to spread. Earlier today, we spoke with Ken Isaacs. He's vice president of programs and government relations at Samaritan's Purse. That's the international relief organization where Dr. Brantley works. And we got an update on the doctor's condition.
I talked with the team this morning. His condition is deteriorating. We are gravely worried for him. He is in a very serious condition, and he needs to be evacuated out, and we are not able to do that, and we are not able to give him the adequate medical attention that he needs in Liberia.
Extremely sorry to hear that, because I had read before that he was stable and doing all right. This must be very difficult news for you.
It is a blow to the entire organization, and of course it is to he and his family. He was stable last night. We are still classifying him as stable, but he is deteriorating, and the course of the disease is running through him.
We're all thinking of Dr. Brantley in that case. Ken Isaacs, let's take a little bit of a step back, if we can. Describe some of the challenges that other healthcare workers like Dr. Brantley from all over the world, not just from the United States, of course, are confronting as they try to help with a highly infectious and deadly strain of Ebola virus there.
Yes. So I would say that to understand it in the context, Ebola is probably one of the most contagious and deadly diseases in the world. And extraordinary precautions are taken at every step of the way, and protocols of barrier protection and disinfection and scrub down and dressing in and dressing out. And still accidents happen some way or another. And all of the healthcare workers that are treating Ebola patients face these risks. I think the most alarming thing, though, Todd, is that the Ministry of Health in Liberia, their healthcare workers, to give you an example, last Friday we had 12 new patients come into the Elwa Hospital. Eight of them were Liberian healthcare workers. They do not know what the disease is. They don't know how to handle it. They don't understand it. They don't know how to prevent themselves from getting it. And this is creating a formula for an absolute catastrophe across West Africa.
Ebola is not transmissible through regular contact, talking and such, but it is transmissible if a healthcare worker or anybody else comes in contact with bodily fluids of a person who's very sick or near death, sweat, urine, et cetera, correct?
That is correct. However, how many of us have been in a bus or an airplane where somebody sneezed? And it is not airborne, but they call it, it's not aerosol, but nevertheless, it is spread by the exchange of body fluids. And that can come from perspiration, shaking a hand with an open crack in your skin. It's highly contagious. And when it spreads, it's unfortunately is deadly.
We have seen reports, Ken Isaacs, of healthcare workers confronting aggressive responses from mostly youths, but from other people in some villages because of an idea in some places that healthcare workers are, in fact, spreading the disease, not helping get rid of it.
That is true, and that is very unfortunate. It happened to us yesterday and again today. Yesterday in Foya, which is in the northern part of Liberia, the Ministry of Health had asked us to send our outreach team. The outreach team is essentially a burial team, to a community to gather a body and bury it. And we were accompanied by the Ministry of Health in an ambulance. When we got out in close to the village, it was about an hour and a half from where the critical management center is. We were met with a roadblock. The men in the ambulance were attacked. They were beaten. They were cut with machetes. Their car was burned. Our staff were not hurt. They were able to get away. We were not able to retrieve the body. And that is one incident. Another incident that happened today in Elwha at the hospital where we have the Consolidated Care Management Center, that is the Monrovia-wide isolation center for Ebola-positive patients. There are five communities in that area. Four of them support the expansion of the facility into a 40 to 70 bed facility, but one of the communities does not. And that particular community was again at our doorstep this morning, rioting and threatening to burn down the whole hospital. The population, and these kind of stories are not just coming from Liberia. I get them from Sierra Leone. I get them from Guinea as well. What these reflect is that the population doesn't understand the disease. They don't have the basic knowledge to allow health care to come in. And again, this feeds into what is a growing catastrophe in West Africa. And it's an indicator that the healthcare delivery systems of these countries are totally overwhelmed and that this disease is out of control.
Ken Isaacs is Vice President of Programs and Government Relations at Samaritan's Purse. Ken, we will be thinking of Dr. Brantley and hope that his condition improves and hope for the safety of all of the healthcare workers who are working in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea and other countries there to try to stem the spread of Ebola. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Todd. And I hope that you can encourage your listeners that government action is needed to help contain the disease in West Africa before we have to try to contain it in other countries.
Ken Isaacs, thank you so much.